علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Firstly, I would like to express my condolences to the Muslim world on the martyrdom of our 11th Imam, Imam Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam, who was the great grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and was poisoned by the caliph of that time. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he includes us among his true lovers and followers. We are discussing presently about the topic of prophethood in Nahjul Balagha, and we are discussing some introductory phases, some introductory, you can say, sessions and lessons on trying to understand this issue. And the very first discussion that we are having here is what is the importance of the issue of prophethood. And after that, we want to discuss slightly regarding the topics that we will, inshallah, go through in these sessions. The first thing is that we want to know that this prophethood, we take it as a historical phenomenon that took place in history. First, we want to analyze that this phenomenon of prophethood, how did it sprout in the society? What were the social, political, historical circumstances in which it came? That's number one. The second discussion that we want to have is that from which group of people were the prophets, and what was the receptacle of prophethood? Where was the cradle of prophethood? What was it in? Was prophethood something that only a certain group of people had, or was it something that was owned, let's say, by the poor people or by the rich people? Or by the weak people, or by the intellectuals and the philosophers of a society? What group of people, what caste of people were the ones that owned this status of prophethood? And the third discussion that we're going to have is the issue of the fact that was this prophethood for the benefit of a few group of rich people, or was it for the benefit of everyone? Inshallah, we shall come to these discussions slowly.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we're discussing about this, we want to kind of understand, you see, that what does Islam have to say about this historical phenomenon that took place, this issue of prophethood, the social circumstances and the grounds for the coming of prophets, and the issue of whether who are the prophets? Were they from a specific group or from, they were, let's say, from the poor or the rich people? The third thing that we're going to discuss about the fact that was it for the benefit of a certain group of people or not? And was it, let's say, for the material progress of groups, of certain groups of people? Was it for their spiritual progress or was it for other progresses? What was the actual direction of these messengers, these prophets that came? Another important discussion is that what was the primary slogan of these prophets? That doesn't mean we necessarily want to limit this slogan to, discussions about the unseen and about the other world. Not necessarily. That we can leave it for afterwards. But what we want to see is that what was that message, what was that primary message that they had? Notwithstanding the fact that maybe we believe in that or not, we don't just want to know that what type of phenomenon was this. We want to observe it properly. Another thing that is very interesting would be to find out that who are those people who went against the Prophet? What group of people fought against the Prophet? Which group of people supported the Prophets in the society? These people who supported or went against the Prophet, were they from a specific region or from a specific type of people or with a specific caste? What was their, and what was their aim? Why did they go against the Prophets? And if they supported the Prophets, why did they support the Prophet? What was the underlying belief that they had or those underlying principles that they had in their mind that led them to support or go against the Prophets of God? Another question that would come is that, did the Prophets of God come for just material comfort, like to bring about material comfort on the society or to break social differences? Or did they come to raise the intellectual levels of the community? What was it for?
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are trying to break down some of the discussions that we are going to have in these sessions. And we say that one of the things that we would discuss is that why did the prophets come in the first place? Did they come to bring about maybe social justice? Were they there to break the social barriers that exist and the caste system, let's say? Did they come, let's say, for bringing, social comfort and enjoyment? Did they come for that? Did they come to fight against oppressive rulers? Why did they come to raise the intellectual levels of the people? Or, on the contrary, did they come to, let's say, support the present powers of that time? These are various discussions that we can discuss regarding the prophets as a historical phenomenon. Look, the important thing is to look at this in an objective way, as a phenomenon that took place. And then afterwards, we will give inferences from Nahjul Balagha to see how we can come to a very beautiful coordinated conclusion regarding this phenomenon. These are important questions that we need to bring about to be able to actually analyze this properly. And if you go and see whichever phenomenon that took place in history, we will ask the same questions regarding that. When you talk about, let's say, Marxism, we will discuss the same. What led to the, let's say, the coming of a thought called Marxism? What was the reason why this happened? Why did people come up with this thought? And you will realize there were specific reasons, social circumstances. And what was the aim? Was it supported by a specific group or not by a specific group? What was the reason why people supported this? And what was the reason why they went against it? And these are the discussions that will happen that will help us understand exactly what that is. And if you understand history in this way and you explain prophethood as a historical phenomenon and connect it with the reality of what it was, then you will see that it will become a very powerful intellectual discussion that can be of great use in this day and age where prophethood is completely forgotten or sometimes ignored. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه